Exclusive, rail merger critics should quit looking backward, says Union Pacific CEO. In The Tempest, Shakespeare wrote, "What's past is prologue," meaning history sets the context for the present and dictates future events. Except, apparently, when it comes to Transcontinental Railroads and NBSP. In an exclusive interview with FreightWaves, Union Pacific Chief Executive Jim Vena fired back at critics of his blockbuster merger with Norfolk Southern, insisting it won't have the lasting price and service issues that have accompanied past transportation consolidations even as it reshapes the U.S. supply chain, and NBSP. People have to quit looking backwards and look at what's possible, Vena said by phone from UP's Omaha headquarters. Union Pacific, NYSE, UNP, has faced withering criticism from industry observers who declared the math supporting the $85 billion transaction with NS, NYSE, NSC, didn't add up. Window.googletag equals window.googletag, CMD, googletag.command push, function, googletag.defineslot, /2176187811/FW response of main_content/1 300 100 320 50 728 90 468 60 DIV GPT add 170966845440.0.define size mapping GPT size maps.banner1.add service Google Tag.pubads, Google Tag.pubads.enable single request, Google Tag.pubads.collapse empty divs, Google Tag.enable services, Google Tag.command push, function, Google Tag.display, DIV GPT add 170966854540.4-0. Jim Vena Burvina said it was a mistaken view to see it just through the end NBSP. Numbers, you have to look at the quality aspect, as well. The people and companies that manufacture and produce the goods we consume every day, we want to be able to give them a better rail system, one that allows them to compete against the world. At the same time, numbers are at the crux of the merger proposal, 1.4 million truckloads converted to intermodal in 36 months, and 2 million truckloads diverted to rail annually. More numbers. The railroads say the merger will shave up to 2 days off a typical 5 to 7 day journey for rail cars moving from coast to coast. That's a radical game changer, making rail competitive with transcontinental freight moving by truck. Some industry executives have said privately that the time savings could be even greater. The single line route will also open up the Midwest watershed, where rail has long grappled with a tangle of competing lines and interchange issues. The questions surrounding UP-NS only intensified after the Surface Transportation Board in December rejected the initial merger filing as incomplete and made explicit requests for more information, including forward-looking market data and agreement details, and NBSP. The companies expect to file an updated application in April. Vena defended not including some data for competitive reasons. You have to be careful you don't give everything away to your and NBSP competitors. And repeated assertions that the vast majority of growth in the long term will come from taking share away from trucks and NBSP. But some analysts took issue with the railroads in the application categorizing dray-to-rail conversions and rail-to-rail market share shifts as growth, instead of just truck-to-rail and the opening of all new markets. Vena fairly bristles at the critiques and questions some credentials. Window.googletag equals window.googletag, CMD. Google Tag.command push, function, Google Tag.define slot, /217761878811/FW response of main_content/3 728 90 468 60 320 50 300 100 DIV GPT add 16657675530.0.define size mapping. GPT size maps.banner1.add service, Google Tag.pubads, Google Tag.pubads.enable single request, Google Tag.pubads.collapse empty divs, Google Tag.enable services, Google Tag.command push, function, Google Tag.display, DIV GPT add 16657675530-0. It's always easy to be on the negative side if you're not out to deliver, said Vina, pointing out that UP is a top industry analytics for efficiency, revenue, and safety. Our people are comfortable with what's there and the data we have calculated. The company also redacted Schedule 5.8, which specifies and hashtag 8220, materially burdensome regulatory conditions and hashtag 8221, that would allow UP to walk away from the deal. With a transaction as large as ours, there will always be protection for both sides, says Vina, who compared it to the contract terms for the 17 homes he and his family have lived in during his railroad career. At some point we have the right to walk away, we have an out. But, there's no walking away without a penalty. If the STB had told us to put it, the terms, out, we would have. We asked them to keep it confidential, it's up to them. Why would you ever tell your competitors the financial details? It's ridiculous, it really is. They would love to see what we have. The STB recently proposed a reset of reciprocal switching rules, which if approved would give some shippers a choice of rail carriers. Vina says that's not a condition to scrap the merger. I'm all for reciprocal switching, it gives optionality. I'm glad the STB came out with that reset. Asked about UP's recent history of dismal growth, Vina says a focus on service can help optimize what the railroad can do, and answer the STB's higher bar requirement that a merger not only preserves competition, but enhances it. Window.googletag equals window.googletag CMD, googletag.command push function, googletag.defineslot, /21776187811/FW responsive main_content/4 300 100 320 50 128 90 468 60 DIV GPT add 170966806340-0.define size mapping GPT size maps.banner1.add service Google tag.pubads, Google tag.pubads.enable single request, Google tag.pubads.collapse empty divs, Google tag.enable services, Google tag.command push, function, Google tag.display, DIV GPT add 170966808-6344-0. We're a strong and well-run company, says Vina. Today, we have a low double-digit share of freight that is moved every day in America. That's of tonnage. At the end of the day, we have to ask, does it make movement of goods more competitive? It will be better for the customer and better for the country. We have to deliver more optionality and be able to take trucks off the highway, and that's what we're doing. To make shippers more competitive in the markets they're in, we need to understand that market, and we need to win with our customers. Long term, Vina says, 50% of UP's business is intermodal, and the merger will bring that segment to a whole new level of capability, so you need to tackle that, that's where the growth is. We continue to work with customers to open up new markets and spend capital to give them optionality. We've developed a steel plant in Phoenix, new chemical plants in Louisiana, new facilities across the network for intermodal. And NBSP, Vina said UP will continue to be efficient with its outlay for motive power, continuing to rebuild older locomotives rather than buy new. Union Pacific and NBSP, Wabtec and NBSP, in later 2025 signed an agreement worth about and NBSP, $1.2 billion and NBSP, to modernize UP's AC4400 series locomotives, the fourth such rebuild program since 2018. That will bring the carrier's total to 1,700 rebuilt units. We're still spending a lot to modernize, from the frame up, like new, says Vina, a former locomotive engineer. That is way more cost-effective, delivers onboard components, fuel efficiency, and reliability. We're very comfortable doing that. If there was a product that was substantially better, we'd buy it. The plan is to continue to modernize. Vina pointed out that the railroad has 1,500 excess locomotives. Still, the recent history of transportation mergers among airlines and railroads isn't a study in customer-facing benefits where fares, rates, and choices are concerned. Vina points out that railroads have succeeded despite the structural limitations of a heavily regulated, capital-intensive industry. Window.googletag=window.googletag CMD, googletag.command push function.